In June of 1971, a little startup called Southwest Airlines chartered its first commercial flight.
With first-class legroom, free cocktails for everyone, and a schedule you could depend on.
They had a fleet of just four 737s that flew to three destinations, all in Texas. But the little company was deep in the red. Million-dollar losses forced the airline to sell one of its planes. Southwest was getting beat out by Texas airline giants. So they asked an executive to find a solution. NPR's Daniel Hajek has his story.
His name was Bill Franklin, vice president of ground operations. His job was to implement an ambitious new strategy, unload and load passengers faster than everyone else, and get the planes right back in the air. Terry Maxson is the aviation reporter at the Dallas Morning News.
If we could turn these planes, say, in 10 minutes, we could pretty much keep our schedule. And the legend is that Mr. Franklin said, we can and we will.
Southwest's so-called 10-minute turn was born. Franklin just had to convince everyone that it would work. Like Sandra Bogan. She's been a flight attendant at Southwest Airlines since day one. So you still work for Southwest?
I certainly do. I intend to work for Southwest forever.
Do you mind me asking how old you are?
74.
She was there when Franklin presented the idea.
He came and he said, now, girls, you can do this. And, of course, we said, yes, sir.
10 minutes at the gate sounded crazy, but Bogan says you did not question Bill Franklin.
Yeah, he was a wonderful man that put the fear of God into everybody. I mean, if you worked under him, under operations, oh boy. He was really something.
Dan Johnson learned that firsthand. He was a young operations agent in Houston at that time.
He slammed his hand on the table and said, you guys are either going to turn these airplanes in 10 minutes, or I'm going to fire every single one of you, and I'm going to hire a whole new crew that's willing to work and turn these airplanes in 10 minutes.
So they turned the planes, like an assembly line.
When you landed, we would get up and we would go row to row and take the people's luggage down. And that way, when we open the door, they're ready to get off.
New passengers were already waiting in line outside on the tarmac. They'd file in as the other passengers filed out. Ground crews scrambled to unload trash and refuel.
The flight attendants, the pilots, everybody was racing to get the airplane picked up real, real quick. I mean, it was a real team effort.
They were so fast that by the time the planes pushed back from the gate, people were still finding their seats.
We get them on and help them put their stuff up and shut the door and sit down, and off we went.
At Southwest Airlines, we want our passengers to spend their time in the air, not on the ground. That's why we invented the 10-minute turnaround.
By 1973, Southwest posted its first profit, and it's been profitable every year since. Today, in and out of the gate in 10 minutes is impossible. It's more like 35 minutes now. But reporter Terry Maxson says the 10-minute turn saved the airline in its early days.
It became kind of cookie cutter going into new markets. High frequency, quick turns. You know, it is interesting that all these years later, they retain what they had from the beginning, which is, y'all get on as fast as you can, and we'll get up and leave.
Bill Franklin, the architect of Southwest Airlines' 10-minute turn, died this month. He was 88. Daniel Hajek, NPR News.